on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order pursuant to Rule 10.01. A quorum is present. The first item on the agenda this morning is the minutes for April 1st, 2020. Representative Herr moves the minutes for April 1st, 2020. Looking for a show of hands if any member would like to discuss the minutes. Seeing none, we'll proceed to a oral vote. All those in favor of the minutes of April 1st, 2020, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, please say no. Hearing none, the minutes are approved for April 1st, 2020. The next item on the agenda is the waiving of rules under Rule 10.01. We have House Files 4285, 4490, and 4415. Members, this is because we are past our deadlines enacted before the pandemic started, and pursuant to Rule 10.01, we are waiving deadlines for those three House Files. We do have the bill authors available if members have questions. Representative Dowd.
Yeah, thank you, Representative Winkler. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. So 10.01 does not have anything to do with waiving deadlines. We certainly can waive deadlines, but the bills need to be in possession of the Rules Committee in order to do that. So my first question are these bills in possession of the Rules Committee? If they're not, according to our joint rules, we don't have the authority to waive the deadlines. So the bills would have to be in possession of the Rules Committee to do that. And 10.01 isn't the proper rule. That only has to do with having remote committees and remote sessions. It has nothing to do with waiving rules or anything else.
Representative Dowd, we did consult with the chief clerk, front desk staff, and Mr. McCormick about the availability of essentially a pre-waiver, even though the bills are not in the possession of the Rules Committee. And I think it may be helpful for Mr. McCormick of House Research to explain the conclusion that the nonpartisan staff reached on this issue.
Mr. Chair, members, Pat McCormick from House Research Department. I'm going to go back to when the legislature began using a remote hearing process. The context was that the legislature shut down essentially weekly and twice weekly floor sessions. That was right in the middle of the first and second deadline, and therefore under Joint Rule 2.03, a whole swath of bills that would normally have met deadline were suddenly stranded and needed to go to the Rules Committee. In reviewing the options for the Rules Committee under the working procedures of the legislature, became clear that the floor was going to be unable to adopt committee reports with any kind of speed. And in order to maintain the operations of the legislature in general, House Rule 10.01 was passed. And looking at House Rule 10.01, the legislature crafted a rule to allow flexible processes designed to protect the health of members, staff, and public. The interpretation of the rule is that the Minnesota legislature procedures can be adjusted to deal with the full range of possible working styles and relationships. Under House Rule 5.05, House rules take precedence over joint rules. Therefore, the combination of reading House Rule 10.01, which gives flexibility designed to protect the health of members, staff, and public, and House Rule 5.05, in the argument of the chief clerk's office and of nonpartisan staff, those tools read together allow us to pre-waive rules in the Rules Committee. And one final point is that the goal is to f- fulfill the requirements of Joint Rule 2.03 under the new flexible arrangements that the House is having to deal under. So we're not interpreting that you don't have to waive the deadlines for rules. We are still interpreting that the House and Senate Rules Committee have to waive deadlines for rules. We're just saying that the flexibility allows pre-waiver.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Again, I appreciate that, Mr. McCormick, but 10.01, and I have it in front of me, does not provide this sort of flexibility at all. The rule is not even about this. In fact, I can read it if you like, but I think all of you have it. It is very specific that it only deals with remote voting, remote operations of the House. It has nothing to do with waiving rules or giving any sort of flexibility for that sort of thing. So if you want to, I really don't want to put you on the spot, Mr. McCormick, because I can read the rule just like you can. And I don't think it's fair to put nonpartisan staff in a position of having to give an answer that's not correct. But this rule doesn't have to do with this. If you want to make adjustments, you know, you certainly can move these bills to the Rules Committee, and then you can waive the rules or waive the deadlines once the bills are in possession of the Rules Committee. But citing this rule, which has absolutely nothing to do with this, and this rule is very specific. There's no gray area in the rule. If you'd like, I can read it for everyone, but I'd suggest you pull it up on your phones or your computers and take a look at it. This and we are the Rules Committee. We shouldn't be, you know, perverting a process just because we have an emergency or whatever. We have a process to waive rules. This is not it. And we can waive this deadline, but this is not the process to do it. And this particular rule that you're citing does not give the House of Representatives or this Rules Committee the authority to waive a deadline. So this action is not acceptable. It's not right. And if you want to waive the deadlines, you certainly can, but you have to refer the bills to the Rules Committee and then give them a waiver. So I suggest we can't move forward on this waiver until these bills are in the possession of the Rules Committee.
Representative Gout, this isn't something that just came up on the fly in this committee hearing. The front desk staff and nonpartisan research have reviewed it carefully. There's a case to be made, a fairly strong case, that the Rules Committee never needs possession of the bill in order to waive the deadline. But certainly with the addition of Rule 10.01, adding additional flexibility to our process, the opinion of nonpartisan staff has been that this is an acceptable way to go. We will have a vote on these. I understand your concerns. You and I can talk about it when these.
I'd like to just add, I do have a question then. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you want to use this rule, if you or someone else could point to me the exact language in this rule, that gives us the authority under this rule to waive deadlines, I'd appreciate if you'd point me to that exact language, because I cannot see it.
Representative Dott, we will provide you with a memorandum from nonpartisan staff that explains this view, and we will proceed to a vote on the waiver. If we, in conversation, can't determine that this rule provides for this additional flexibility and that pre-waiver is acceptable, when these House files come to the floor, you'll have an opportunity to raise a point of order that they missed deadline, and the presiding officer of the House can make a determination on whether or not the rules permit the Rules Committee to waive the deadlines in this manner. We are very comfortable with this. We can have additional conversation, if you'd like, about this waiver process, and we can certainly do that at any time, and it won't. Your case won't be harmed by having a motion on these bills today, because you will have final opportunity to make your case on the floor of the House with the House presiding officer making a judgment on the rules. But I think if you take some time to review the rules 2.03, 5.05, and 10.01, I don't think there is a requirement stated explicitly that the Rules Committee must be in possession of the bill by a referral from the front desk staff in order to waive the deadline. So,
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Dowd,
I would appreciate an answer to my question. I just asked a very specific question. I think that's the tradition of the House. that you certainly can point to the, you are asking to waive a deadline under rule 10.01 or under authority given to you by 10.01. I would like someone to give me an answer as to where exactly in 10.01 you feel that that authority exists, because I don't see that language. So if you could just show me, read to me the exact language in 10.01 that gives you the ability to do that, I'd appreciate it.
Representative Dowd, the rule does not require, no rule requires that the House file has to be referred by the front desk to the Rules Committee before the Rules Committee can waive the deadline. So you're asking me to prove a negative based on language, and you can't cite similar language yourself.
Mr. Chairman, if you would.
I had the floor.
And I'm just requesting to speak when you're finished. Thank you.
Representative Dowd, we will have ample opportunity to review this view of nonpartisan staff before these House files come to the floor. And if we can't satisfy if you're not satisfied, you certainly can bring it up on the floor of the House. We may have a difference of opinion on how the rules should be interpreted. But under the circumstances, I think the point is that having frequent floor sessions in which bills are referred to the front desk and back and going through that process, if it's not necessary, is not consistent with the House operations during the pandemic. Representative Dowd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I think you're misunderstanding my problem. I don't have a problem with this committee waiving the deadlines. I think this committee has the authority to do that, but we have a process in place to do that. What I've asked is a specific question, because you've brought a motion in front of the Rules Committee that simply says you want to waive these rules under authority given to you by Rule 10.01. Those were your words, not mine. I would like you to point out in Rule 10.01 where specifically in that language, and I'd like you to read it to me, that rule gives you the authority to do this.
Okay. Representative, I have provided you the answer that I will on this repeated request. I know that Mr. McCormick may have some additional helpful information. Mr. McCormick.
Mr. Chair, members, we are waiving the deadlines under Joint Rule 2.03. We are implementing Joint Rule 2.03 under the change procedures allowed under House Rule 10.01 and House Rule 5.05. So the authority we are using today is still the authority under Joint Rule 2.03. The methodology of doing that is being flexibly used under House Rule 10.01.
Representative Dowd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Rule 10.03, or excuse me, Rule it's the joint rule, 2.03, I think it is. 2.02, 2.01, whatever it is. I don't have the rule number, but I've got the language in front of me. It's the one that that Mr. McCormick just mentioned. That rule reads very clearly, when a committee of in either house acts favorably on a bill after deadline established in the concurrent resolution, the bill must be referred to the Senate, to the Committee on Rules of Administration, and in the House of Representatives to the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration for disposition. Either Rules Committee, when reporting a bill referred to the committee under this rule, may waive application of the rule to subsequent actions on that bill by other committees. This rule is very clear that the bill must be in possession of the House. So if you're waiving the deadlines under this rule, then the Rules Committee must have possession of the bills. That's very clear in the rule. So first you stated that you were waiving it under Joint Rule 10.01. Now you're stating you're waiving it under the joint rules. Neither one of those rules gives you the authority to do what you're doing right now. So I'm just asking for specific language in a rule. You asked me for specifics. I just read them to you. They don't exist. The joint rule is very specific about the House of Representatives Rules Committee having possession of the bill in order for you to waive the deadline. Now, I don't really care if you waive all the deadlines. That's not the issue. But when we start citing rules that don't apply or bending rules because we want to, then we're perverting the House of Representatives. And this institution and the Rules Committee are better than that. So again, I'll renew my question. You pick out whatever rule you want. You can show me the specific rule and the specific language and read it to me that gives you the authority to waive these rules without them being in your possession.
Representative Dowd, we've had as much discussion on this point between the two of us as I am likely to be able to provide you in terms of a citation to the rules, as has Mr. McCormick. I do have two other members on the list. They may have a similar question, and they are both Republican members. So I'd like to go on to them, and then we will go from there. Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question is not directly to Representative Dowd's question. It's more of a procedural question. If we get past this point, will we be discussing each bill separately and taking separate votes on each bill, or are you planning to do them as a group? And I would request that we would do them individually and discuss them individually and move them individually after we get past Representative Dowd's concerns. Thank you.
Representative O'Neill, we will take them up individually, and we do have the bill authors available for questions. Representative New.
My question's been asked.
Okay. So as I said to the prior discussion, based on the ability in Joint Rule 2.03 to waive deadlines and the additional flexibility provided for committees in 10.01, we believe that we can waive the deadlines related to these three House files in the Rules Committee today. If there is objection, members can certainly vote against those waiver motions. And if the Rules Committee does waive those House file deadlines and those House files come to the floor for a vote, a point of order can be raised by any member on whether those bills met deadline or not. And the presiding officer of the House can determine whether or not Rule 10.01 sufficiently provides the flexibility for Joint Rule 2.03 to permit the Rules Committee to pre-waive the deadlines for House files. So we have a process in place. This is a waiver on three separate bills. And so I will make the motion first that the deadlines for House File 4285 be waived. And we have Representative Poppy to answer questions. So members, if you would like to address my motion to waive the deadlines for House File 4285, please indicate by raising your hand.
Mr. Chairman, I'd request a roll call.
Representative Dowd, we will proceed under a roll call. Okay, members, I'm seeing no requests for comments or questions, Representative Poppy. And the question.
Mr. Chair. It looks like Representative O'Neill has her hand raised in the participants column.
Representative New, Representative O'Neill, you use the hand raise in the Zoom app, but it looks like you would like to be recognized. And so, Representative O'Neill, I will recognize you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, I did use the app. And thank you, Representative New, for pointing that out. I was wondering if Representative Poppy could just give us a brief summary of what her bill is and does. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Poppy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm not sure if this is the VD. I don't have them in front of me. So this is the Vet Diagnostic Lab. If somebody would just give me. I have two bills. One is to support the Vet Diagnostic Lab, provide them funding. They are at risk of experiencing a COVID-19 experience if African swine fever hits the shores of the United States and makes its way into Minnesota. We will have a pandemic among the pigs and hogs that we have in the state. And so we're concerned about that. And the Vet Diagnostic Lab needs testing equipment. And so we are seeking to do that. So one of the bills addresses that. And the other bill is an ag-related bill as well. And we are putting bills forward in order to have them available to us. We intend to have both an ag policy bill and an ag finance bill by the time we conclude session. I know that typically we have a fairly bipartisan approach in agriculture and in our committee, and we anticipate having that again, but we want to have a couple of bills available to us in order to be able to accomplish that.
Thank you, Representative Poppy. Representative O'Neill, any follow-up questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the explanation. And maybe you could further explain which bill we're talking about right now. Thank you.
Yes, Representative O'Neill, House File 4490 is the veterinarian equipment one, and House File 4285 is the other bill described by Representative Poppy. Okay, any further questions on the motion to waive the deadlines for House File 4285? Seeing none, the committee legislative assistant will take the roll.
Representative Winkler?
Aye.
Representative Herr?
Aye.
Representative Dowd?
The Rules Committee doesn't have authority to waive this, so I'm voting no.
Representative Albright? Representative Albright? Representative Baker?
No.
Representative Becker Finn?
Aye.
Representative Carlson?
Aye.
Representative Draskowski?
No.
Representative Freiberg?
Yes.
Representative Garofalo? Representative Garofalo? Representative Hassan? Representative Hassan? Representative Howard?
Yes.
Representative Lilly?
Aye.
Representative New?
No.
Representative Olson?
Aye.
Representative O'Neill?
No.
Representative Pulowski?
Aye.
Representative Pinto?
Aye.
Representative Schultz?
Aye.
Eleven, yes, five, no, three absent.
Being 11 ayes and five nays, the motion prevails and the rule is waived, the deadline rule is waived for House File 4285. I will move next that House File, the deadlines for House File 4490 be waived. Representative Poppy provided a description of the bill. It is a veterinarian equipment related agriculture bill. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Dowd.
I would request a roll call vote.
Representative Dowd, we will proceed under roll call for all three of the deadline waivers.
Also, if I could, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Dowd.
I just renew my objection that the Rules Committee does not have the authority to do this and that the chairman has not cited any rules giving him the authority to do this.
Your objection is noted, Representative Dowd. Any further discussion? The committee legislative assistant will take the roll on waiver of the deadline for House File 4490.
Representative Winkler?
Aye.
Representative Herr?
Aye.
Representative Dowd?
The Rules Committee does not have authority to do this, so I'm voting no.
Representative Albright? Representative Baker? Representative Baker?
Sorry. I'm sorry, no.
Representative Becker Finn?
Aye.
Representative Carlson?
Aye.
Representative Jaskowski?
No.
Representative Freiberg?
Yes.
Representative Garofalo? Representative Hassan? Representative Howard?
Yes.
Representative Lilly?
Yes.
Representative New?
No.
Representative Olson?
Aye.
Representative O'Neill?
No.
Representative Pawlowski?
Aye.
Representative Pinto?
Aye.
Representative Schultz?
Aye.
Eleven yes, five no.
There being 11 ayes and five nays, the motion prevails, and the deadlines are waived for House File 4490. The chair moves the deadline to be waived for House File 4415 and asks Representative Dabney to provide a short description of the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and members. Good morning. House File 4415 was introduced on March 11th in anticipation of the impact of the pandemic on our schools, without having at that point a clear understanding of quite the full totality of the impact that schools, students, staff, and families are experiencing. It aims to hold school districts financially whole as possible as they implement distance learning so that they can then keep their hourly staff whole so that they can support themselves, their families, and their communities. It asserts our role as a co-equal branch of government with the executive branch by directing a number of waivers to the commissioner to allow parents and students and staff to see a clear path through the rest of the school year if the distance learning experience continues, making sure that students who are on a path to graduate get to graduate this spring, and you know, this year's third graders get to become next fall's fourth graders, and a number of other provisions, including responding to the need of teachers who are working toward, or were working towards, teacher licensure, or existing teachers, incumbent teachers who were needing to re-up their licenses this year and are unable to complete that process because of the current shutdown of schools and distance learning. I'm certainly open to answering any questions, Mr. Chair.
Questions for Representative Dabney. We will have a roll call on the vote on the bill for follow-up.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Dabney.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to renew my objection that the Rules Committee doesn't have authority to do this, and you've said no rules giving you that authority. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Dowd. Your is noted. Further discussion? Representative O'Neill.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I'm concerned, Representative Downey, because I had extensive conversation with my large school district here in my district, superintendent. This is a pervasive question and concern that there is no funding attached to this, and this is essentially an unfunded mandate. Although you said something about funding, I don't hear that there are additional funds available for the schools to enact this. Can you speak to that, please?
Sure.
Representative Dabney.
Thank you, Chair. Representative O'Neill, any additional funding attached to this provision or to this bill? There is, however, provisions within the bill giving schools significant additional authority to transfer accounts within their budget to facilitate the ability to pay the staff and support those staff, families, and communities. At the end of the last fiscal year, Minnesota school districts reported $116 million in their community education reserve alone. In currently projected, Minnesota school will see $188 per student funding from the Federal Care Act. Lastly, I point out that, of course, school districts are also experiencing cost savings at this point. They normally experience fuel. Flippantly said, if you're keeping building lights and heat up at 9 o'clock at night, and closed, you're doing it wrong. Will energy costs in schools because of things.
I don't see any further questions and based on. Committee Legislative Assistant will take the role on the Edinburgh House brief for 15.
I've raised the
hand. We'll go back to your question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Having some audio and video difficulties. I'm not sure if you can hear me, but I hear Representative Dabney is saying he'll have great concerns. It's kind of a one size fits all for every school district. They don't all have budget level. I know he reserves, not every school district has already. So, reason for I will be no other mandate that our school very difficult.
Representative O'Neill, I don't see any further questions or comments from committee members and the committee legislative assistant.
Representative Hurd. Representative Dowd.
The rule does not have a authority to do this.
Carlin.
Hi.
Representative Jaskowski. Representative Frank. Representative Garofalo. Representative Hubbard. Yeah. Representative Lilly.
Aye.
Representative New.
No.
Representative Old.
Aye.
Representative O'Neill.
No.
Members, the audio quality of the hearing has declined significantly, and I am not confident that I can actually hear the on the CLA. Members, what I'm going to do is reconvene, and we will reconvene to establish a better internet connection. So as of right now, the Rules Committee is in recess.
This is Ryan Winkler, Chair of the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration. The committee will come back to order after a recess. We were in the middle of a roll call, members, related to waiving deadlines for House File 4415. And at this time, I would like the committee legislative assistant to take the roll call from the beginning.
Representative Winkler. Representative Winkler?
Aye.
Representative Herr?
Aye.
Representative Dowd?
No.
Representative Albright?
No.
Representative Baker?
No.
Representative Becker Finn? Representative Becker Finn. Representative Carlson. Representative Carlson. Representative Gaspari.
No.
Representative Freiberg?
Freiberg?
Yes.
Yes.
Representative Garofalo? Representative Hassan? Representative Howard? Representative Lilly?
Aye.
Representative New?
No.
Representative Olson? Representative O'Neill?
No.
Representative Pulowski?
Aye.
Representative Pinto?
Aye.
Representative Schultz.
Aye.
Aye.
Seven yes, six no.
No.
There being seven ayes and six nays, the motion prevails and the deadlines are waived for House File 4415. Members, I appreciate your flexibility and ability to get back on the audio, after we had problems with our video ability. So the committee administrator can mute the line. Members, we will have further discussion regarding the waiver of deadlines for 10.01 in the future, but for now, I call that the meeting is adjourned.